indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May 29, 2008.
Move the approval of the minutes from May 27.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
You know, I do have something I wanted to let you know about. I had a meeting with Cincinnati Councilman John Cranley about SORTA in transportation. And since that meeting, I had a meeting with Carla Lucatus and Christine Matisic, and the city of Cincinnati and Hamilton County are looking at trying to revamp their SORTA agreements. City of Cincinnati puts in like $43 million within the budget, and it's pretty complicated with federal grants and fares. And we have two routes that come into Butler County, one in Westchester and one in just across the line in Fairfield, the park and rides that are very popular. And City of Cincinnati is pushing for to have control on the board because they don't have it now. And one of their concerns is what Councilman Cranley told me was that the board, SORTA board, you know, did away with a route within the city but incorporated another route that went into Hamilton County. And it's not that he is against that, but he'd just like to have more input. And he's trying to revamp the board with regards to participation and wanted to know whether we would be supportive of having a voice at the table, a seat which we don't have now. I didn't commit anything to him in our meeting. I wanted to talk to Carla and to Christine, who is serving on the board for Butler County Transit, and I did. And once we had this meeting, it came clear that I think we need to develop a strategy for Butler County, and along with Oxford, Middletown, Hamilton. So Christine and I are going to have a meeting to talk about Butler County Transit and how it relates to Cincinnati and how we can participate regionally with them, and also protect our interest in trying to get Butler Countyans to workplace and to wherever they want to go. So wanted to let you know that. And I'll share with you the resolution that Cincinnati City Council has signed and what they're looking for. I haven't talked to Todd Portune, who's tried to reach me too, to talk to him. And I thought, well, I need to develop a Butler County strategy first. So just to keep you updated on that.
Appreciate it.
Good.
Mr. Dixon, you have anything?
I have nothing.
Go on to communications, please.
Certainly. Today, the commissioners are asked to approve various travel and training, which includes the Common Pleas, Judge Hedrick, Oney, Powers, Sage, and Spaeth to attend the Ohio Common Pleas Judicial Association Summer Conference, Newark, Ohio, $3,750. The next request is from the Probation Department for the ninth annual line staff training in Columbus, Ohio, $2,170 for Harris, Markham, First, Gregory, Bellman, Wong, and Crosswaite. The third request is also from the Probation Department, again to attend the same conference in Ohio for $2,170, and includes employees Eldridge, Heinzman, Holstein, Rhodes, Yates, Johnston, Minky, Wynn. The fourth request is also from Adult Probation, the amount of $2,170 to attend the ninth annual line staff training, Columbus, Ohio. Includes employees Gollickson, Bradford, Bullard, Alfrey, Gerlich, Jake Grable, and Weimers. The fifth request is from Common Pleas Judge Michael Sage to attend the criminal evidence presentation in Reno, Nevada. Cost $100. Next,
that's what we'd like to see. What's he, $100 to get to Reno, Nevada? What? What's he doing?
He must be paying someone.
Yeah. My guess, that's probably coupled with a vacation.
Yeah.
You know, trip. That's why it's minimal cost to the county. Next is a request from CSEA for $12,754 to attend the annual conference of the National Child Support and First Enforcement Agency in San Francisco. Cost $12,754. The CSEA has received additional grant money from the state CSEA for training of $5,600, you know, causing the net cost of this to be about $7,200. The next request is from Donna Williams, CSEA, for the Quick User Conference Group, Newark, Ohio, $275. The next is from Butler County Children's Services for Yvonne Howard, and that is a course for training the trainers, Columbus, Ohio, $478. The next request involves 12 people from Board of Elections for the summer conference, the Secretary of State Summer Conference, costs $4,200. And I believe that's it as far as
travel. Yeah.
We pull that one out separately, please.
Yeah, that needs to come out.
Oh, separately. Yeah, that's right. Okay, we'll pull that out separately and vote on it. I apologize for that. Okay, as we will move on next to finance, there's the resolutions. As far as the general fund, we have additional appropriations in maintenance for $40,000 in order to pay the cleanup and repair from the fire alarm that we had on May 5th. Part of that is to be reimbursed from insurance. Next is $18.43 for the sheriff to make a correction for workers' comp as requested by the auditor's department. Next, for the district court, is a reclass between accounts to enable the court to purchase some computers for staff attorneys. Next, we're transferring $5,270 and then appropriating $5,356 into, they're separate transfers. We're transferring $5,270 into the Capital Improvement Fund for a file system for domestic relations. Next, under transfers, we're transferring $5,356 to the county care facility for proceeds received for an insurance settlement on a traffic accident. Under Children's Services, there's various transfers between two line items or line items within their budget in order just to reclassify their budget between accounts. No net increase in budget. Next, there's an additional appropriation for $5,270 in the Capital Improvements Fund for a filing system for domestic relations. Next, in the Water Fund, there's an increase of $15,000 and an increase of $6,400, you know, into two different accounts for Blue Max breaks, as well as additional to cover phone service for some water sites that were not originally budgeted or placed in their budget. Finally, there's a transfer between accounts of $3,000 for Home Plan Security, Fund 6026, that will enable Homeland Security fund to pay for some meals for an exercise that they have upcoming.
Tim, with the Children's Services and all these different line items, why is that like that? Why isn't, you know, seems to me I can understand certain line items and different budgets, but this seems to be a lot of different line items. Why didn't we get it right the first time with the budget?
Basically, primarily, they're transferring items from personnel accounts to other expenditures because they're not spending at the rate on the personnel that they wanted. I don't have a detailed explanation on it, Commissioner.
You want to have them come over for a work session and explain?
Yeah, I thought that that's what we were going to have a work session with them on that, well, with a lot of different issues.
On that water fund, that cover phone service, is that for the SCADA system, possibly?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any more questions on that?
No.
Commissioner, those for the Children's Services was not on our original draft, and it came as a surprise to me to see them.
Okay. So,
as we move on to personnel, we need to I skipped the resolution. I have a bad day. We have another finance resolution to increase the estimated revenues for the capital improvement fund in the amount of $5,270, fund 2000. Now, as we move on to personnel, we first have in front of you to accept the Job and Family Services payroll for the period May 10th, 2008 to May 23rd, 2008. All changes in rates have been reconciled, you know, back to legislation, and you know, the amounts agree with what is previously approved, you know, by the Board of Butler County Commissioners. The next resolution for a new hire is being pulled. The next resolution is to accept the personnel changes for the Butler County Care Facility. These changes include a new hire of a licensed practical nurse, $20 an hour, a termination of a nurse's aide, a resignation of a nurse's aide, and then a status change on two licensed practical nurses and one housekeeper, changing rates to $16.80, $8.22, and $16.47. Next, we have a request to approve a conversion of comp time payout for Scott Halcom in the amount of $625.40. And then next, we have a request to approve a 90-day leave of absence, whereby the employee will continue to pay their share of their medical expenses. Under Job and Family Services, we have three contracts for your approval. The first contract is to approve an agreement with Jeff Pullman Tire for the period July 1, 2008 to June 30th, 2009, in an amount, the maximum expenditure, $110,000. This is for emergency repairs for people who qualify under the prevention, retention, and contingency plan, one-time emergency repairs, and to enable people to continue their employment. Last year to date, or the current contract year to date, we've spent $93,405 for this particular program. This particular program is rated very high by the by the Job and Family Services people as far as the effectiveness and purpose of it. Next, we have a contract for $40,000 for the between Children Services and the Addis Board. This is to reimburse the Addis Board for counseling and services that they provide to foster care people that are housed out of state. So that's the reason why Children Services is really reimbursing Addis, because Addis is out that money related to Medicaid for these cases that involve out-of-state placements. Finally, there's a request to approve a contract. It's a maintenance contract on some software with Maximus Financial Services. The software is enables the Job and Family Services Department to perform what's referred to as random moment sampling. And that's how that random moment sampling is what the state uses to disperse funds to the agency. So we move forward to Environmental Services now. Environmental Services has three actions for your approval. The first is to advertise bids for analytical services for Butler County Environmental Services. These are chemical type analytical services as they look to outsource certain activities. Next is to approve a temporary construction easement between Environmental Services and a Valvoline instant oil change for temporary construction easement during completion of the Butler US Route 42 road widening project. And finally, for Environmental Services, there is a change, an addendum to their contract for recycling with Technology Recycling to accept, store, and transport recycled computers and televisions. The amount of the contract is being increased, and also a fuel charge of 50 cents a mile is being added to that particular contract. Under the engineer has seven requests for your approval today. The first is to advertise for bids for bulk treated sodium chloride for Butler County, the City of Fairfield, City of Hamilton, City of Oxford, and townships, villages, and Miami University in accordance with specifications under contract 2008-4M. Next is to approve an agreement with Fishbeck, Thompson, Carr, and Huber for engineering services not to exceed $67,479. Next is another engineering contract for Fishbeck, Thompson, Carr, and Huber for engineering services for the Ross Hanover Road Bridge, not to exceed $80,163. The engineer also requests for you to approve an addendum to an agreement for Barge, Wagner, Sumner, and Cannon for engineering services for the Bisinger Road realignment in the amount of $28,558. Next is a approve a preliminary agreement or legislations between the Ohio Department of Transportation and Butler County. This is preliminary legislation that consents to ODOT to construct a super street at Hamilton Mason and Bypass 4 and identify Butler County as the local public agency. Next, the engineer would like you to cancel a maintenance bond for the Browns Run Valley Estates, Section 11. And finally, under the engineer, to cancel another maintenance bond for Schumacher Dugan, penal sum in the amount of $6,499 for the Right Track Way Phase 1. Under miscellaneous, we have a request to advertise for bids for InfoBox appliances for Butler County's new telephone system under specifications noted as 0806012. We also have a request to advertise for bids for the 800 megahertz emergency radio system. You know, this would be fiber connectivity to the dispatch centers that would hook up to the Butler County fiber optic network. The next resolution will be voted on separately. The next resolution after that will be voted on separately. We now have before you a request to award and execute a contract for fire suppression renovations in the Ag Building for the emergency radio system master site in the amount of $58,582. The next three resolutions are being pulled to be voted on separately. And then finally, under miscellaneous, we have to approve the denial of a petition to annex 2.06 acres into Oxford Township to the city of Oxford.
With the last one, with the approval of the denial, do all parties know that this is being done, that this petition is being denied at this time?
Let me just look here.
Apparently there's some paperwork that wasn't turned in. It was supposed to have been.
Is that with the neighborhood housing?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay. That's...
You want to table it or include it?
No. I just want to make sure that all parties know that, I mean, we got to deny it anyway just because of the legalities of the process. So I just want to make sure all parties know about it.
Okay, you have before you the resolution submitted for your review and approval.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet.
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon.
Yes.
Commissioner Furman.
Yes.
We next have a resolution for travel and training to attend the Secretary of State summer conference for the Board of Elections. 12 people are attending that.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet.
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon.
Abstain.
Commissioner Furman.
Yes.
I move that we approve the contracts for the purchase of Board of Elections furniture. Do we have to do that separately, or do we do this in one motion?
Let's just do them separately.
Okay.
Is it for the
contract number 0804007?
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet.
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon abstain. Commissioner Furman.
Yes.
I move we award contract number 0805009 for installation of voice and data cabling in the Butler County Board of Elections building to Net Connect in the amount of $46,899.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet.
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon abstain. Commissioner Furman.
Yes.
I move approve the change order number 6 for rock excavation for the Butler County Board of Elections Phase 2 construction.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet.
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon abstain. Commissioner Furman.
Yes.
I move the change order number 7 for unstable footings A6 and C2 for the Butler County Board of Elections Phase 2 construction.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet.
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon abstain. Commissioner Furman.
Yes.
And finally, I move the change order number 8 for Butler County Board of Elections Phase 2 construction due to the changes ordered by the City of Hamilton subsequent to plan approval.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet.
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon abstain. Commissioner Furman.
Yes.
Anything from the press? We go to recess.
Move to recess.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet.
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon.
Yes.
Commissioner Furman.
Yes.
Hold up.
Kenny, is that okay?